Hey guys, welcome to Cookies and Milk. I'm your host, Dean Matthews. We're here today at Craters of Diamonds National Park.
State Park.
State Park.
We're owned by the state.
Well, I'm going to let Mandy here give you guys a quick spiel about it.
Got to let you know, you got to have your mask on while you're under here.
Yeah. Did you hear that, guys?
No, I just did this. I got to go to the bathroom.
Okay. So we currently have a rule that under any roof, 10 and up, you have to have your mask on. We have a 500 people limit right now. You can buy tickets online or talk to the girls upstairs in the visitor center about ticket sales.
Cool.
They know more about it than I do because I'm not trained in that.
Awesome.
Sorry.
Cool.
So in the DDC, we do rock identification. Under normal circumstances, we would do tool rentals, but we cannot do that right now.
That's understandable.
So the various types of rocks, we have all kinds. Obviously, we have diamonds.
Right? Apparently a lot. I haven't found one yet, but yeah. They're out there.
We have had 128 diamonds found this year.
Whoa.
And we closed in March. We were closed for 2 months after March, so That's pretty impressive.
Are you guys hearing this? Like, there's diamonds loaded in these hills.
Oh yeah, we have 8 miles deep of diamond bearing soil.
What?
Yeah.
8 miles. Okay, yeah. Guys. Well, let's all say thank you so much for Mandy's time. I gotta go hunting down one of these diamonds.
Bye. Got better odds than the lottery.
Hey, that's all you can ask for. Thanks so much. All right, guys. Dudes, we've been here for about an hour. I thought I had some diamonds in the rough. Turns out they were just like lampposts, something, blah, 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 or quartz, right? I don't fucking know. It's hot. I'm thinking I'm gonna go out one more time, see if I can't grab us a diamond, but this place is cool, but it's real hot, so I might call this one an early day. Tune in, part two of the trip. Might take me a little longer to get up, but this is the end of part one, guys. Like, we here, we made it. The ride was awesome. I had a great time. I hope you guys had a great time. I got some great GoPro footage. I got almost the whole trip in time lapse. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna get, you know, again, if you guys get on that GoFundMe or the Patreon, if you guys donate and we can get Adobe Premiere, that just means cooler videos, guys. Thanks so much for joining today. I'm your host, Dean Matthews, and this has been season 1, episode 3 of Milk and Cookies. Come back next time. All right, fellow road warriors, we're on our way home. I think we're going to stop in Fayetteville or up in Lowell for a little bit to hit up Flipside Ninja Park in Lowell, Arkansas. If you guys like American Ninja Warrior, or if you've, you know, if you've seen the show and you've always thought, hey man, I can do that. I bet I could do that better than those dudes. Here, let me tell you, no you can't. And if you think you can, go on over to Flipside or one of those obstacle course racing gyms and give it a try, because it's just hard. So, hey, if you're ever in Lowell, it's about 20 minutes north of Fayetteville, hit up those guys. Caleb and Emily are freaking awesome. Brad is the coolest, and it's just awesome, guys. You got to check it out if you are interested in anything like that, if you've got any sort of interest in, I don't know, like parkour or freaking free running or whatever you want to call it. Being a ninja, if you want to do it, there's really only one place to do it, and it's Flipside Ninja Park. Do you ever get stuck behind traffic? Are you one of those who hates being behind slow drivers because it's terrible? If this describes you, please think about going to your local Dodge dealership and picking up a 2019 Dodge Challenger GT Blackhawk. If you like horsepower and somewhat looking like a douchebag, get a Dodge Challenger. You and everybody else on the road has a Dodge. And now back to a word from your regular man. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are on our way home. And I think we had a great time so far today. Don't you? I had a good time. Did you have a good time? I did. Anyway, we out Ouachita National Forest. We out Ouachita. We out here at Ouachita National Forest. I'm driving through, seeing a lot of cool stuff. I think, I want to say we were driving past Midway Park. Midway Park, something. It's a really cool hotel. Anyway, I don't know. Guys, I love driving through Arkansas. They call it the natural state, and it might have something to do with all the trees. I don't know, but there's a lot of trees here, and they're tall. Like, these trees here are a lot taller than, like, normal trees. I don't know. I mean, I'd have to look into why that is, but I'm sure it has something to do with all of these freaking rivers and then also this goddamn heat. Dude, because I'm telling you guys, that almost killed me out there. Bro, that whole first couple hours on the road after leaving, I felt like I was going to throw up. My head was splitting. And I didn't even, like, I was only out there for 2 hours. And I drank, like, 3 Gatorades while I was out there, guys. Like, if you're going to go out here, make sure that you are, you know, hydrated. You're bringing adequate sun protection. Now, here's my thing, guys, is, you know, the landscapers, you know how they always wear sleeves? It's because they don't want to get sunburned, okay? The sun is hotter directly on your skin than it is with, like, a lightweight shirt, you know? It's kind of the same principle as, like, shade, you know? You know how shade is cooler? It's the same thing. So get you a light, flowy shirt, and one with sleeves is one I would recommend. I've been wearing pants, boots, and typically a button up with sleeves every time I've been out here, just because you want to keep shit from climbing into your boots. You don't want bugs up your pant legs and all that. I do recommend bringing a whole heck of a lot of pairs of extra socks, because once you sog your feet up, if you don't have dry socks, you're in trouble. I gotta make it a few more hours until I can put my dry socks on, because I'm trying to make some good time. Anyway, after a couple more words from our sponsors, we will be at Flipside Ninja Park with, hopefully, the owner, Caleb. I think he said he was going to be there, so fingers crossed. Let's stop in, say hi, and let's see if we can get him to show us some freaking cool moves to put up on Mad Max Pax's World, my YouTube channel. Guys, if you like the podcast, go ahead and go over to the YouTube, because all of the companion videos are on there. If you watch the cop talk, we talk about I got pulled over this morning and what's up with that? Let's chit chat about it. No spoilers, but check it out. If you guys have experience with cops and you want to tell me about it, and you want other people to hear your story, let me know, and let's get together, let's zoom it up, and we'll, you know, I want to hear from you guys. I want to hear that you guys are listening, you know, like, I've been saying this all day, and I know this is only, like, day 2, but, you know, like, let's get some freaking likes and some retweets in there, you know, like, DM me at least and say, hey, I listened, and I'll send you one of the photographs. Like, you don't even have to like the Patreon, and I'll still send you a print, okay? Thanks, guys, for listening. We'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors. Bruh. R.I.P. that dove that just took a swan dive right into my windshield. I'm so glad the cameras were not rolling for that, because I'm traumatized, guys, and I got a lot of driving left to do, and it literally smashed right in front of my face. And then, not only that, he floated in the air and did not land until 5 or so seconds later. I saw him land in the rearview, and it wasn't a graceful landing, guys. I'll just say that. RIP that bird, probably. I feel bad, but it's so sad. Mount Magazine State Park. That's where I stopped earlier. I got a few pictures. Mount Magazine State Park. And I think we need to have a moment of silence for that bird. Damn, that was wicked. I swear I saw the outline of his body on the windshield, like a cloud of dust. Cloud went poof. It was insane.